to the fullest. It brought the wrath of God upon this generation. It sowed the poison wrath of grapes of wrath in every nation, in every part of the world, calling it God. It's the devil. The man of sin had been revealed in good and evil preaching, condemning people, beating them over the head, offering them a false salvation plan, coming back 3 months later or 3 days later, condemning them, beating them over the head again, getting them saved again, never sure of anything. Good, this is good, this is evil, this is good. That's the devil. And the wrath of my Father is set against it. He's set in judgment. 2 months ago, he said, my long suffering has ended. I open the books. He said, now I will destroy religious man from the earth. And my wrath has come up my face. And I danced a jig around and around and around. Because that's all I've had to do, run around, delivering people from that old condemnation that Satan put on them through good and evil preaching. Preach Christ to them, go back there a few months later, somebody beat them over the head, down they went again. And the quicker he destroys that and casts that thing in hell fire, the better off everybody will be. And all I can say about it is amen. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Let the fire fall. And let it get everyone involved. He said, don't worry about that. Said, this time I go to the root. He said, I get the poison vine, root and all. You check it in Revelation. He said, I take it out by the root. Vine, branch, grapes and all. Said, I put it in my wine press of wrath. And he said, I tread it out. Grapes, blood to the horse's bit. It's right upon you. The tree of life, Jesus Christ, shall be established in earth. And that old tree of good and evil religion is going to the pit. And the quicker it does, the better. And then the kingdom hath come. Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept my special place of love prepared for me in the heart of my Father. Oh, just feel his love. Just squeeze down on you. That's it. Squeeze out all that old inferior feeling. Ooh, that's it. Just set her right down in that special place. Let's all just close our eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, my faith, I accept your work in that special place that you prepared for me. Say, Lord Jesus, by faith, I say you have bound me in that place. Now just feel the Spirit just bind you in it. Feel it just bind you in it. Ooh, that's it. Ooh, feel it moving on you. By putting you in that place of love and rest. Right in that place of love and rest. Oh, feel it there, Danny. Feel it, Donnie. Oh, feel it, Jesse. Oh, 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 feel it, Cheryl. That's it. Oh, that's it, Lee. Feel it. Feel it, Paula. Oh, let it put you in there. Oh, close your eyes, brother. Oh, talk to Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh. Oh.
Become as one.
Many can prove in the Bible. Baptizing and sprinkling and thumping water. But none of these were, because love did not produce them. And the only entrance into heaven is love. Oh. 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 Being so simple. So simple and so easy. We accept that Jesus is in the Father, and that we're in Him, and He's in us. That's what He said. Then we just come by faith, accept it. Ooh, and we just fall right into Him. Ooh, and He washes out our old life, and washes in His new life. And the Holy Ghost just binds right inside of Jesus and inside the Father, waiting there, baptized in there, waiting in expectancy of faith till He finishes the work of perfecting us in the love of God. Oh, so easy and so simple. Oh, just hold her right there, someone, would you? Oh, oh. This being the Father, this being Jesus, tonight, ooh, we're going to baptize into Jesus in the flesh. We're going to fall right into Him. Ooh, ooh, just like this. Ooh, in the name of you, Jesus. In obedience to you, I just baptize you right into the heavenly waters of the body of Jesus, washing away the waters of your flesh and washing in the heavenly waters of His flesh and blood. Just lay her right into oh, oh, oh. Covenants is the strength of Samson, Brother Bob. No. Oh. 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 Love. Always looking for the perfect way, the way that's entirely pleasing to Jesus and to the Father, found the perfect way to be birthed into the kingdom of God. Losing your breath, birthed by the Spirit, gaining His breath. Losing your life by being baptized into the heavenly waters of His body and gaining His heavenly life. Ooh. Ooh. How? By working for it? No, just by faith, accepting it. Oh, just close your eyes and talk to Jesus. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, talk to Him. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept losing my life and my breath and gaining your life and your breath by the Holy Spirit. Oh, here it comes. Oh, oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, 7. Oh, finish. Oh, oh, oh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member down into the heavenly waters of your body, heavenly fire of your body, washing out his natural waters of his flesh, out the natural blood of his life, washing in the heavenly waters of your flesh and the heavenly blood of your life. Just lay him right down into Jesus there. Oh, feel him when he hits him. Oh, his back. Oh. How can that be, Brother Pruitt? Jesus Christ had come in the flesh of that person. When that his head hit it, he got an extra witness. Whoa! He got an extra boost of faith by having something he could hit with his head and identify with. There's always variety in the wisdom of God, to keep you from falling into religious form, being snared by Satan, and then you become dead. This is a living way, a way of life. Sometimes it doesn't work. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sometimes it works. 5, 4, 2, 3, 1. Then the Holy Ghost still makes all one. The wisdom of God. Oh. Shows a need for each person. If one person needs an extra boost of faith, that's what they get. If you're moving in the wisdom of God, a form tries to make it work all everybody alike, you know. Oh. 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 Doesn't it? Isn't that the way it does? Oh, that's the greatest sin that the leaders of Israel ever did. God's people, they numbered them. They numbered them, fit them into a form. Said, you're going to be 1, you're going to be 2, and you're going to be 3. And don't you change. God said, my curse is upon you. Oh, 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 said, I might want my people to be 3 sometime. 2 sometime and 1 sometime. So I want my people adaptable to a living way. Oh, that's it. Just close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, I lose my life and my breath and gain your life and your breath by faith. I just feel the Holy Ghost just come on. Oh, hold her there now. Oh, she going to go quick. Oh, at love. Moving in. Ooh.
3, 4.
Ooh. 5, 6, 7. Oh. Somebody help him now. Oh. Oh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member of new creation right down into the love body of your heavenly waters, washing out her life and washing out her blood and washing in the life of your love flesh and your love blood. Just lay her right now. Let her hit a little bit and then move back. That's the way. Oh, oh. Until you feel the love cast out fear, feel their body begin to tremble and saturate with the life and love of God. Then present them, oh, to Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, by faith, I lose my life and my breath, gain your life and your breath, my faith. Oh, here it comes. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, finish. Look at the glory all over it. Oh, see it higher even shining. Look at it. Oh, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member of your new creation down into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of his natural flesh, and washing in the water of your heavenly flesh, and washing in your blood of life. Just lay him right down. Let him hit just a little. Oh, and then move back. That's the way. Oh. Ah. Oh. I'm working on Don. Oh, been working on you all day, ain't he? Oh, oh, it's just starting. Oh, ah.
Why bother
with an imperfect way? And wait around to be convinced of a more perfect way, when the love of God hath given you perfection. And in the first part of your life in the heavenly body, know that you will eventually, by the image of the heavenly, so why not accept it right away? Ooh. Ooh. Just close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, by faith, I accept to lose my breath and my life, and gain your breath and your life. Ooh, ooh, feel the glory come on him. Look at him already begin to tremble and shake. Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ooh, finished. Ooh, ooh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, baptize this member of your new creation right down in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the old natural waters of his flesh, washing in the heavenly waters of your flesh and the heavenly blood of your life. Just lay him right now. Oh, oh. something, don't it? When they hit dirt, you feel the water stir up in you. All right. Oh, ah, oh, no one else. Oh, oh. Melting pot of God,
melting pot of God,
that melts all together,
and makes all one,
even though you inside of us, the three that bear witness, the water and the blood, and the Spirit of Christ, when the dove ark of love hits them, they'll run together, bear witness in one. Keep moving in the spirit. Brother Ron, why don't you sing something? Church gets established, you can pull them in Adam in the body, but tonight we want to demonstrate the two ways. To bring them into sonship, deliver them into the Father, and then we're going to put the Pomona Church, we're going to put them right in the middle. Ooh, we're going to put the overseer right in the middle. We're going to put the one we're going to add to him right up around him. Let the other member just wrap around him and let him claim that baptism of love and just seal him in. That simple and that easy. You ready? Oh, come on, just stand. Person of Jesus, we deliver this, your son, right up into you. Jesus, we just deliver this daughter of yours up into you. Oh, making her daughter of yours. Keep that strength going. Let it just flow out of you in song. Dance a little bit. Father, in the person of Jesus, we present this daughter of your new creation up into you to be clothed on with you, have her name written in your forehead.
No.
Delivers and meets the need.
it may seem foolish, unnatural man, we remember the word that God had chosen. Foolishness of the world,
to
confound the wise,
because
he doesn't want the wise and prudent to have any part of him. Ha, ha. Take your mantle in front of you. And create your whirlwind of the Spirit of God. When you feel the little witness of grace inside, then step into your whirlwind. Feel it go. You may be seated. Now I want you, Lee and Cheryl, Gus, Teresa, just get all of them on a group. Get those up off the floor if you can. Bring them and just bind them. I'm going to stand here, Brother Bob. I'm not going to let you pray it down this time. I'm just kidding. But you will. We'll get you in. All the rest of the Pomona group, I want you to come, put your scarves around them. Bind these three in right on us right here. We'll put you right around Bob. Y'all get your scarf now and just bind them around. That's the way. I want you to fall with me. Your mother's church. There we go. Up into your body. I forgot for a minute and thought I was just going to go on out there, and the Lord reminded me I wasn't supposed to go out. Oh. 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 Ah. Oh. Oh. Zeal a pat in there, and I was going to use her for another demonstration, but we'll let her come, let her enjoy it, and then we'll show you another way to put them in the body, all right? Ooh. Not ready. Not ready. Oh. Penny in there. We're going to use her for another demonstration. That's all right. They can get a double portion, though. Oh. 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 That love goes to pulling. It messes up all demonstration, doesn't it? That thing messed up, you know, that falling in the Holy Ghost messed up a sermon of Peter down at the house of Cornelius. He went out there, that bunch of Gentiles, and he's gonna preach Jesus to them. And when he got through, I'm sure he was going to explain all the ways of how to get into it. And about time he got in the middle of that message, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them. They began to speak in tongues, messed his sermon all to pieces. Look like they're reviving there. Let's sort of get them up. Ooh. 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 What happened to my throne? Who got my throne? But you. Oh, that's okay. Oh. Oh. Mm. Oh. Brother Bob, come here, if you will. Stand right here. All of you gather to Pomona Church, gather around here. If you will, gather around Brother Bob, cluster around him there. Oh, wrap your scarves around each other. No, not you. We want a word, Pat. Don't get in there, Pat. Come on. Oh, y'all just gather around him. Oh, Brother Jerry, where are you? Oh, Pat, you come on. We're going. That's it. Just gather right up there to him. Now, leave me an opening right here. I want y'all to turn around. Brother Jerry, just come here. Whoa! Right there. Just hold on to each other. Now, one of the revelations, y'all move back just a minute. Look at this. One of the revelations of Christ, body of Christ, the church is clothed upon with God in Christ. One of the revelations of Christ, he said, I am the door. Okay, I am the door. So now there in the body of Christ, and he clothed upon it, we leave a little opening there, and we come and we deliver those sons and daughters up, and then we just stick them right through that door and just stick them right on to him, see? Is everyone getting this now? Oh. You know, we want to do things. We want to do things in the order of God. Now, doesn't he leave a door open into his body? Doesn't he open the door for people? Then don't we need to demonstrate that and teach it and live it? Oh. Oh, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to take Pat here. Oh, let her get that real baptism, love, and fire. And then we're going to take her, Lee. Oh, you and Teresa, just take her and just stick her right through that door, right on the Bob there, yeah? And then we're going to do Penny right behind her, just stick her right on behind Pat. Okay? And then we're going to take our mantle and just close the door, all right? Oh, come on. Oh. Oh. Father, in the name of Jesus, person of Jesus, I present this daughter of yours up into your body for her, your name, your father's name, to be written in her forehead. Oh! 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 Now just take her and stick her right through that door. Oh! Oh! Oh, just put her hold, let her hold right on the bottom. Y'all hold her in. Now, don't close the door yet. Now, that's better than opening the doors of the church and the religion. We're going to open the doors for new members. We're going to open the door to give you the right hand to fellowship. Bonk. Demons. Oh, Jesus is the door. Oh, there it went right through him. Where's Penny? Whoa! Ooh, you able to go yet? Ooh! Ooh, just bind her in. Oh, Gus, you better help. Ooh. Ooh. In the name of Jesus, Father, we present this daughter of your new creation to be swallowed up in you as your daughter. Oh, 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 now just stick her right on the path there. Let them get her shirt. Oh, stick her right on the path. Now y'all just close right around her there, Jerry. Oh, now lay your white right on top of her. Oh. Oh, now that's it. Just let it flow there. Oh, come Holy Ghost in mighty power and fire. In the name of Jesus. Oh. Ah. 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 Oh. The new ones in. The new members are always a little bit afraid, aren't they? They feel like they're lost. Boy, when you put them in there and wrap them in that body and the Holy Ghost puts that sealing wax of love on them, they're just like veterans in that body because they know they belong to that body. And nothing can ever take it away from them. course, it's all right if you want to go back to that old order of giving them the right hand of fellowship, but you won't stay in the kingdom of God with that. You go to denying that Jesus is the door. You go to trying to use wooden doors for him. He doesn't like that. Because his doors is made out of pearl. And every several gate is the same pearl. Pearl of his body. Oh, oh. Why are you going through all this, Brother Pruitt? May I tell you, please, in obedience to the Lord, the command to me is that I must, in obedience to him, break every idol, every image, and every idol. And that's what I do. I smash them. Whack! Whack! Take that word of God and break every image and every idol in your mind so that you won't get trapped into them later on. Oh. Oh. Put your mantle on your head, Ron. Oh, 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 oh. Now we've got these mantles on our head as a sign of victory. Now, do you know why in the Bible that the women were commanded to pray with their head covered? You don't know. Don't you know, Brother Ron? Oh. Let me dance a little while. Maybe I figure it out. No. But so before the seventh suffering of Jesus, complete victory had not been won. Between the fifth and the seventh suffering, listen to me now. And Paul said, let them pray with the head covered because of the angels. What was he talking about? What was he talking about? Don't you know, Brother Chong? Before the seventh suffering of Christ, which reached back all the way to the Garden of Eden and lifted the shame of woman for yielding to Satan first by utterly destroying him The women had to cover their head to look forward to the time when they could take their rightful place in Christ and be covered with him. Oh! And he did that in the seventh suffering. Neither male nor female, they're all covered with Christ. Oh! He went back and spoiled the shame. Of Adam and Eve. Where the daughters and sons of Adam and Eve would have a clothing of Christ and of the Father. You don't get it yet. You don't get it yet? They were clothed upon with Christ in the fifth suffering or the sixth suffering. But the sin of Eve and Adam was against the Father. Oh! So Christ went inside of the Father in the seventh suffering, and all that was erased because they were clothed upon with Christ and the Father. So they don't cover their head anymore, no more shame. Oh! You don't believe that? Daughters of Zion are clothed upon with their father just like the men. In Christ, there's neither male nor female. In the clothing upon of the Father, there's neither male nor female. Oh. You don't believe that? You know that, don't you? But that seventh suffering of Jesus completely obliterated every sin, even back to the root sin of Adam and Eve in the garden. And he gave the women and the men an access of going back, all the way back to a state of innocency in Christ, and starting from the Garden of Eden in Christ and coming forth innocent in the fullness of Christ and God. Oh! Gave you a place to where you could have absolutely, utterly, by full grace, escape the corruption of the flesh and the world that was put in there by Satan. With just a blink of an eye, a confession of faith that will crawl upon you, Christ and the Father, and saturate you and possess you up. Oh. 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 Smash another island. Felt good, though, didn't it? You see what the devil did. He struck the woman. Now, do you understand why he hit the woman first? Didn't you see me demonstrate it? Adam no good without the woman. The man no good with spiritual children. He cannot birth spiritual children. If the woman is defiled, is this right or wrong? So he struck the woman. Whether Adam went along or not, it was inconsequential. It really was. Because the plan of God was disrupted. Through Jesus Christ, went back. Seventh suffering, back into the complete order of God. Man and woman. The spiritual order of God. I know you understand it, don't you? I'm glad you do, because I don't understand it. But I know it. I don't understand it, but I know it. Oh, the love of God. His perfect plan. To bring forth His kingdom all over the land is to produce children, yea, sons and daughters, and bring them together in the church body of Christ. Delivered into the Father, to fulfill the plan of a Father God. At that day, I shall dwell in them. I shall walk in them. Be their God and they be my people.
Behold the tent
of God is with men. He hath clothed himself on each one and each group. He arrayed
Satan completely.
Now man is back. Full fellowship with God. No more a glass darkly. But face to face.
Face outside.
No more a glass darkly. But know as we're known. And speak as he speaks. And move as he moves.